it's time to listen to the interviews from Island Life on Saturday the 5th May 2018. Island Life is Waiheke Radio's weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, and the show's brought to you with the support of the Humble Pie Village Butchery. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road in Oniroa. On Saturday the 5th of May, Brent Simpson was in the chair, and unfortunately a lot of his interview subjects had to pull out at the last moment, but he was joined on the line by John Armistead, who gave a Waiheke Rams junior team fieldside report, and he talked to Aladez Sarin from Waiheke Library about the library's New Zealand Music Month live performance series.
I can hear you, yeah.
Can you? I think we can hear you too.
Oh, good.
You might
you
need
want
to...
a match report?
You might need to speak up a little bit, though.
Am I on now on the radio?
Yes, I think you are. Try it.
Oh, fantastic. Well, here's the match report from the Waiheke Rams under-6s over playing an away game today at Victoria Park.
Oh, yeah.
Playing against the Mount Wellington Warriors.
How was the trip over?
Trip over was it was a smaller boat, and we had a lot of excitable kids.
Sure.
So it was pretty... fraught, to say the least. And then that kind of spilled over into the game itself when we got over to the field here. There was a lot of infighting today amongst the Rams.
Have they?
Yeah.
A bit of internal infighting. A bit of internal strife, a bit like the Blues, maybe?
Little bit, yeah. Didn't get the result, but there were some standout players.
Yeah.
We had... Player of the day was Freddie.
Nice.
Top tackler was Laszlo.
Yep.
And most improved player today was Tainer.
Ah.
Yeah, we had some good tries from Cade. We've had Paxton with some really crunching, bone-crunching tackles.
Really?
Oscar's got in there with some great tackles too. MJ got a try. Bailey was very strong on the tackling, so all in all,
yeah.
Scratchy performance.
Yeah,
but you know, you get up, you get on for the next game, and you
get
learn
on
the lessons.
You get on that ferry. So, who are you guys playing today?
They've got the Mount Wellington Warriors.
Mount Wellington Warriors.
And so we're just about to start the under sevens game, starts in about 15 minutes, and then there is a seniors game today as well over at Victoria Park. So if anyone wanted to get down for that, I think that's on at 1 o'clock.
So you're going to stick around for the seniors game?
No, I've got to go to St. Luke's.
So what was the score in the end?
Probably about 5-2, 5-3, something like that.
Oh, so they just get 1 point for a try or something?
Yeah. I don't think there's any science behind this one.
But I presume.
I don't think there's any winners or losers, to be honest, at this age. But they did good. They did good.
I think the winner for the majority of those really young Waiheke teams going over is actually McDonald's. It seems to be the winner on the day for those things. Would that be possible on the way home, maybe?
Yeah, that's happening. Yeah,
that'd be there.
Yeah, we're on the milkshake. be on the milkshake trip later. So,
good. Okay. Well, give us a shout out for the boys for us from here on Waiheke. Good on them for getting up and going over there, as they do many teams going over every weekend on Fullers, getting up and getting out over into town playing teams over there. As always, I think it's a bloody good effort on our part, don't you?
Yeah, I do. And actually, I just want to shout out to Ponsonby Ponies who host us.
Yeah.
Even though we weren't playing against them, they put out food for us.
Wow.
You know, a big bag of food, because they're so grateful that we always do that for them.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
A really sporting gesture there. Really brings people together. So.
Cool.
Yep. So, yep, I better get on to the under sevens. They're having their warm-up now, so...
Okay, John, thanks for giving us a call. Appreciate it, mate.
All right, Brent.
Catch
See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So that was a report from John, who's over there with... some of the little guys playing a bit of league over in town. Thanks, John, for calling up. It's always quite fun to hear from how they go over there. And like I said, you know, the amount of people that we've got going over every Saturday and Sunday for sports, quite phenomenal, and good effort for the parents as well.
Waiheke Radio.
But we are going. I do have a guest, and hey, I found a guest.
Hey,
dragged him off the street to talk about May, as we may or may not remember, is the annually ever-present New Zealand Music Month, and which seems to have lost some of its gloss. Really, I must say.
Why is that? Why do you think it's lost its gloss, Brent?
I think people are just kind of over it, eh?
There doesn't seem to be as much enthusiasm about it this year.
But we still managed to... It has spawned a yearly event at the library, right, where we get in local musicians to ply their wares. And Elle is here from the library to tell us what's going to happen this month. It actually starts today, doesn't it, Elle?
Yeah, I'm mostly going to tell you what happens today because, unfortunately, I popped over to the radio station to do something else and I don't have the facts at my fingertips, but I can tell you that today at the library we're very lucky to have Gabriel Tracy Bond, Tricky,
that's not his stage
Tricky
name.
Tracy, former head boy at Waiheke High School, of course, and who's gone on to Auckland University to study music.
Ah, okay.
And he will be treating us to a selection of tunes between 1 and 2 in the library today, an acoustic set. If you're able to pop along, if you can actually make your way through the roads of Honorara at the moment, has the fun run stopped yet?
No, not yet, I don't think, but I think it does end at 12. I think it's from... I think it's all done at 12 o'clock. So,
oh, cool. Soon. So we have a number of acts lined up. Next week, for example, we have Tommy Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
And the week after that, we've got our very own Jamie Ward and his band, whose name momentarily escapes me.
What's his name? Jamie what?
Jamie, yeah. Like I said, I don't have any of the
Jamie
facts
who?
At my...
Not Jamie Stone, is it?
No, it's Jamie. It's Jamie at the library. Ah. But he's got a band whose name... It's absolutely shocking. But then, like I said, I came unprepared.
Right.
But... the fact is that we do choose to commemorate NZ Music Month at the library.
And are all the concerts are on Saturday. Are they always at the same time, 1 o'clock?
1 to 2, yes. And they will be recorded by Waiheke Radio to be released as podcasts.
Nice.
Shortly after.
Inside or outside today, you reckon?
Oh, no, they're all inside. I've learned from grim experience that it's best just to have one or two people playing acoustically inside than deal with the fevered egos of... bands.
It's quite a getting on to quite a long tradition now of Waiheke Radio recording these acts in the library. There must be six, well, or 7 years worth, I reckon.
Yeah, and of course we've got loads of podcasts available for download now for the listeners. The whole history of music on the island over the last 10 years or so.
One of my favourite recordings that I ever did was a library recording of Doug Jerabeen. Who was sort of plays a guitar like a sitar, drony sitar thing, and he's quite a stunning guitarist. And one of the things I really liked about the old library recordings is, remember the old library used to have that ding? There was something in the library that, I don't know, it was a check-in or something that went ding and a ding, and through the whole recording you can hear in the background people going about their library business, and you can hear this like ding as people were like, I don't know what it was, it might have been the door or something, I can't remember, but it's quite an, you know, the subtle background noises of the library, the famous library
ambiences.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. All right, so that's good. 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock if you want to see Gabriel Tracy Bond.
Yes, come along, and then I'll pop back next Saturday with a more informed overview of what is happening at the library. We've got lots of new musical biographies in that might wish to come and...
Is that a display upon? That you've got going
display,
at the moment?
And also... On the display, we've got information regarding the library's musical library. We've got, apparently, I was surprised to see this, we've got one of the, if not the, biggest online digital musical library in the Southern Hemisphere.
Really?
Yeah.
So how does that work?
Millions and millions of tracks. And we'll show you how to access that using the library. All you really need is a computer.
Wow, I didn't realise the library had digitised.
Oh, yes, right. Well, you should pop along and check it out yourself. There's always something good going on at the library.
They're always advancing and innovating, trying to stay ahead of...
Right, I better get back before my manager notices I'm missing.
Yep, okay.
Thanks very much. I'll see you later.
No problem. Cheers. Thanks for coming in.
May is New Zealand Music Month, and to mark the occasion, Waiheke Library is hosting a series of free live musical performances. Visit the library each Saturday from 1 to 2 for live local musical talent. Gabriel Bond, Tommy Pickett, The Electric Bananas and Nick Fraser. Waiheke Radio will also record the shows, so watch out for podcasts at waihekeradio.org.nz. Celebrate New Zealand Music Month each Saturday in May from 1 to 2 p.m. at Waiheke Library.
You've been listening to the Interviews from Island Life, a weekly look at Waiheke people, events and issues, every Saturday morning from 10 till 12, with interviews repeated on Wednesdays at 7pm and Thursdays at 12:30pm. Island Life is brought to you by The Village Butchery, the place to go for great cuts of meat and friendly service. You'll find them at 102 Ocean View Road, Onioroa.